This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
So maybe the president will stand up to the spending. I hope so. There's rumors that the White House is not happy with the spending deal. Let's keep our fingers crossed. And of course, tomorrow is Mother Day. Welcome back. Glad you're here. The Zioli Show on Twitter at Rich Zioli, R-I-C-H-Z-E-O-L-I. And of course, 855-839-1210. Well, you know, look, here's the deal. As I look at all the political nonsense of the day, yesterday's story between this social justice warrior and the woman in the grocery store who said, claimed that the guy told her to go back where she came from became major national news. These two are jerks. Both of them are jerks. All right. But we live in a country now where everybody has to comment and make their opinions heard and give their two cents and be an expert in everything. So when she went on to give a heartfelt video about how this guy came up to her and told her, go back to where you came from, it became national outrage news. Well, as Robbie Sove, who wrote a book on this stuff over at Reason.com, he wrote a book on all these hoaxes that happen. The account was misleading and one-sided. In fact, Eric Sparks did not tell her that. He also went on to bash Trump and say that he's a Democrat and will always vote Democrat and he's Cuban. And the two of them had a battle back and forth. But the coverage of this, for example, got all the way to the New York Times, which for some reason decided that what it is ultimately a trivial argument. You know, I mean, like you and I, people may have arguments in the grocery store. They may have issues. And some guy the other day took a spot that I was trying to pull into and I made a snarky comment. But this kind of stuff that shouldn't become national news, right? But the New York Times made it a headline, quote, go back to where you came from. Georgia lawmaker says she was told. And of course, now this article was designed to spin that this is an outgrowth of Trump's poisonous rhetoric. The new headline, quote, the hate is real. Black Georgia lawmaker says she was berated at supermarket. The hate is real. And then, of course, now it went on and on with hashtags and I stand with Erica and hashtags and then people coming out. Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, who literally wants to seize Con Edison, the power companies, and make them government entities because he doesn't like their power, their response to getting people's power online. Bill de Blasio running for president, the mayor of New York, he went out and said, this incident with Erica in the grocery store is because Trump is sowing the seed of hatred. And of course, it wasn't true. This is a little bit of Eric Sparks, the social justice warrior, the Trump-hating social justice warrior, who was the guy who was accused now of saying this to her. Take a listen.
And I am not white. I am white, but I am Cuban. I was raised with a Cuban grandmother that didn't speak any English. In the late 60s and 70s, I felt racism and prejudice. I'm not playing the victim. This woman, Ms. Thomas, is playing the victim for political purposes because she's a state legislator. I'm a Democrat, number one. I vote Democrat party line, number two. Now, proven facts can be proven. My Facebook, I will make it public. Proven facts. All my statements are anti-Trump, anti-Republican, anti-racism, anti-bigotry. This lady does not know me. She's using this to get on camera for her political purposes.
Now, have you noticed that the story has gone away? Yes, you have. Why? Because of what he just said. Because he hates Donald Trump. That's why. See, when this happened initially, the media said, look, it's a MAGA guy, right? A guy with his red Make America Great Again hat on, going up to a black woman in the store and saying to her, go back to where you came from. And it fit a narrative that Trump is spreading this kind of hatred and dissent throughout America. Then when it turns out, the guy who didn't say it was being falsely accused, but either way, he hates Trump, and he's got all these public Facebook posts hating Trump. Well, there's no story there anymore. Now it's just two people acting like jackasses in the grocery store, behaving like obnoxious jerks, but that's what it always was. Except her claim, much like with the Covington Catholic kids in Washington, D.C., with the Native American man who they were running around and they were berating the Native American man. Remember that whole thing? The media, it's like catnip to them with this stuff. And this is what they do. And whether it's this or it's Jussie Smollett or whether it's the Covington Catholic kids and their false accusations against them, the media waits on this stuff and then they seize on it, they prey on it, they spread it. And then social media spreads it, and there's hashtags and calls for people to be arrested and calls for people to be taken away. And then it turns out to be a fugazi, and then everybody suddenly just moves on to the next outrage. But we don't learn. We don't learn our lesson, though, do we? Not any way, shape, or form. We keep coming at it. And the problem is now is that the online trolls are winning. They're winning in big measure. They're winning in huge measure. And I'll tell you about that in just a second. But to prove my point, though, about how the outrage that comes through all of this, right? This story comes down, and it's dropped on Monday when they realize that she's lying. She clearly lied. She came out and said something to the effect of, well, I didn't tell him to go back. I mean, he didn't tell me to go back to where I came from in those words. He said it kind of like that, but, well, sort of like that, but not, I mean, kind of. You don't have that by chance, do you, Greg?
I can get it for you, sir.
And then this is what happens. And so then people go on and they talk about how there's hatred spreading throughout America and there's hatred everywhere, every single space, until they find out this happened.
I asked Representative Thomas if Sparks used the exact wording, go back to where you came from.
I don't want to say he said go back to your country or go back to where you came from, but he was making those types of references is what I remember.
Right. And then the day before she literally said, he said, go back to where you came from. Which is a direct reference of what they say the president said to Ilhan Omar, which he never said, but that's what they twisted it as. So you see how that works? That's how that works right there. Now, social justice warriors are everywhere, and they got their nose in everybody's freaking business all the time. That's why I'm defending Tom Brady today, as much as I hate him so much. But Tom Brady, his only mistake was putting this video on social media. That's it. Taking his daughter and cliff diving with her is good. It teaches her to be to overcome her fears. She wasn't hurt, obviously. And I say good. I say more parents should take those kind of fun moments with their kids and do that stuff. But Tom Brady put it on social media. And when you do that, you're an idiot because now you're just asking for people to weigh in and come after you. And there are calls now for Tom Brady to be suspended, fired, arrested, for child services to get involved because we are a country of weak-minded little babies is what we are. And also because everybody's in everybody's business. For example, Macy's. Macy's has now, this is the headline. Let me read you the headline here. Fat shaming plates yanked from Macy's after online backlash. So Macy's had a line of plates designed to help you choose smaller portions.
Yes.
All right. So for example, they had a one plate that it, in the middle would say foodie, you know, the size of a portion sure. You should really have. Around it, they have another ring, and around that ring, it says food coma, reminding you that if you fill your whole plate with that, you are a fat ass. So now nobody was forced to buy these plates, right? Nobody was forced to use these plates. We're not using these in schools. We're not using these against people's will.
Right.
People could buy them if they wanted a little bit of a coach to be their own plate. For example, one of the plates has rings around the plate. So you look at the plate like you're looking down. The inside ring says skinny jeans. The next ring says favorite jeans. The ring after that says mom jeans. Okay? Just a reminder that if you do a little portion, you're gonna be able to fit in a skinny jeans, right?
Right.
If you do the bigger portion, you're probably gonna keep your weight the same. Those favorite jeans of yours, a little bit broken in, a little bit cozy. But if you load up the whole plate, now you're wearing the mom jeans. You know what I mean? The mom jeans. So Macy's was shamed by this, of course, because God forbid we, A, have a sense of humor about anything, B, that people should have the ability as adults to buy plates that might remind them to not eat like they're going to death row, but that's not good enough. That's not good enough now. A CBS science correspondent for Innovation Nation posted the picture on Twitter Sunday with the comment, quote, how can I get these plates from Macy's banned in all 50 states?
Oh, God.
Wow.
A CBS science correspondent. That amassed over 30,000 likes and 2,500 comments by Monday afternoon. Do you understand what's happening in America right now? That if I want to buy a plate that says, a little too much there, big guy, I can't do that because that's fat shaming me. You understand, Dawn? I'm being fat shamed by myself. It's my choice to use the plate. My choice. So this guy wants a ban. A ban in 50 states of plates. A plate ban.
You could actually say that those plates are a public service announcement. Really, like if you wanted to take it that way. I would like to know, you know?
Right? I agree. Absolutely, because we have a problem in this country with portions. You don't need to eat unlimited salad and breadsticks. Nobody needs that. So instead of going for crappy Italian food where they give you unlimited salad and breadsticks, go to a little Italian place where they're going to give you a portion that won't make your body explode. You know what I mean? Eat what you want, but eat good portions. If you want to live your life that way, but you need a reminder because plates are big.
Yes.
Right? Plates are big.
Sure.
So you remind yourself, if I push to the limits, I'm going to go back in the mom jeans or the dad jeans. Well, they could do a plate that says dad bod on it.
Well, that's it. Do they have one that says dad? See, I just think they should have done like husky jeans. Like they should have done I think the mom, because there are a lot of hot moms and hot dads. So I,
You remember the old Saturday Night Live skit with mom jeans?
Yes.
Remember that? Mom jeans. I think mom jeans have a certain ring to them.
Right.
And it's not.
They're just being funny.
They're not word you give for moms.
Yeah.
That we shouldn't say on this show.
Right.
The other M word for moms. The acronym.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, you can say the acronym.
I'm not going to say the acronym. Okay. You can say the acronym.
It's MILF.
I see. You shouldn't have said that because now that's very, very triggering to a lot of people who aren't of that word, right?
I didn't say what it meant.
I'm just saying, but this isn't about even feminism as much as it's fat shaming.
Right.
You can't fat shame. But here's my question. Don't we agree we have an obesity crisis in this country? Okay, so now let me ask another question then. Why is it not fat shaming when the city of Philadelphia spends $180,000 to put commercials on telling kids not to eat sugary snacks? Aren't you fat shaming?
Kind of.
Yes, you are. There's nothing wrong with it. You're 100% fat shaming. Yeah. Good, because we have an obesity crisis in this country, right? So why is that now suddenly we pick and choose? Sometimes you want to spend money and put soda taxes and sugar taxes on and spend money from the government to educate people. But if you have a plate that jokes around that you're fat, now that's fat shaming and it should be banned. Explain the logic to me. I can't.
I would never buy those plates.
My fridge moves.
Every time you open the refrigerator,
it moves or it oinks.
Hey, fatty, don't get.
Yeah.
Do you have the smart fridge? Is that a thing?
My fridge now, if I open it up, it goes, oh, coming back for more, huh? So soon. You really? Have you even digested that yet? As I'm looking around for things in there, it's going, really? Really? Look at yourself. I have a mirror in my fridge. My fridge is mirrored, Dawn. And it talks to me. It fat shames me the entire time.
Look at you. Ugh.
Look at yourself. Look at you. That slice of pizza's been here for a week. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're going to hate yourself. And then when I slam the door, I turn around and there's my fridge in a hologram reflection going, you don't want to do this, Rich. Put it back. Put it back. But that should be banned because you can't fat shame. I just don't understand. Are we as a city of Philadelphia now are literally spending money to tell kids don't be fat by eating these foods, and that's okay. But if you make a joke about it, you're fat shaming, and that now has to be banned. So Macy's has pulled the plates.
Yeah, because they weren't selling anyway. They don't need a ban. They're just stupid.
Now there is a there's a woman. Who now is, her name is, let's see, her name is Jamelia Jamil. She's a outspoken body positivity activist. Oh. What the hell is that? Is that even a job? Do you get paid for that? Hi, I'm a body positive activist.
Wow.
So in other words, you're unemployed? Do you need a job? You're looking for?
Self-employed.
So she came out and she said on Twitter, F these plates to hell.
Wow.
Is what she said. The giant retail the retail giant Macy's quickly removed the plates from the shelves of the of this place after public outcry. We apologize to our customers for missing the mark on this product. But others blasted people for being offended by a plate because people are offended by a freaking plate. That's all you can say is that people are, and there's all kinds of funny things, right? I mean, yeah. I've seen giant wine glasses that say things like, it's not easy being a mom. You can give those joke gifts to people and stuff like that. We have lost our collective sense of humor.
It's true.
We have. It's not fun anymore. These plates are great. And I would definitely use them just to remind myself that you don't need to cover your entire dish with food, right? I'm just saying, I mean, isn't that the MyPlate.gov? Don't we, this is, again, another example. We spend money as taxpayers for something called MyPlate.gov. You go to this, and the government shows you how you should structure your plate. Why is that not fat shaming? Huh? Why is that not fat shaming? The government tells me how much protein I need on my plate. Amen. How many carbs? How many, right?
Yep.
Why is that not fat shaming?
They're
me?
Educating.
Oh, that's educating. Education. But if I say one more push on the leftovers and you're going to be in mom jeans, that's fat shaming. It's the same thing. You're just doing it with a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Which you're not allowed to have anymore. Oh, we're out of our minds. 855-839-1210. I'm buying these plates. These plates are going to be, you know what? On eBay or something like that, they're going to go for a lot of money, right?
Yeah, now that they've been recalled, they're a collectible. So now their value has gone up. That's true.
Now, JJ says the plate should have the following circles: the Dawn, the Greg, the Rich, and then the Christie. You know what, JJ? I find that to be very, very... I mean, yeah, what about a plate where Chris Christie in the beach chair is on the bottom of the plate? Right? And then you would look at that plate before you went to the buffet line. Or somebody else. I'm just saying. What? We're trying to get him back on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, right. All right, we'll dump that.
Kind of made up with him and stuff. Right, we're after good, that nice
we're buddies.
Series.
We're buddies. Yeah. Right. We're buddies again. Right. Hey, I just fat shamed myself and made jokes. All right. I mean, come on. You tease the people you love in life, right?
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
See, there's a theme here today on the show. The theme is outrage and lack of humor. Outrage and lack of humor. We have no humor and we are all outraged about something. And social media makes it all worse, I think. Does it not? It makes it all worse. Elizabeth is in Collegeville, home of the Collegeville Bakery, one of the greatest places to eat in the world. Hello, Elizabeth.
Yes, the tomato pie is pretty spectacular.
Agree.
But we want to portion control that tomato pie.
Well, you know what? You can eat as much of that as you want.
There's no calories.
Though it doesn't hurt you, no.
This is a topic that's close to my heart. I have fought weight all my life, and these plates are spectacular. As a nurse, I educate people every day about their health, and you would think that after all these years of people coming out and talking about, you know, portion control and carbs and fats and all these different diets, people still don't realize what portion control really is. And I don't think it's shaming. I think it's something that's a great product for people who just don't know what to do. It's a starting point, and I think it for anyone who struggled with weight or health issues, maybe they don't necessarily have a weight issue, but maybe they have a health concern, diabetes, cholesterol, all the things that are going on. This plate is a great tool for them. I don't think it's a shame at all.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I'm glad that you bring that up as a perspective of a nurse too. And what's wrong with giving people and having a little fun with it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having a little bit of a fun and making them laugh a little bit.
And what Dawn said about the genes, I wasn't really aware that the mom gene was supposed to be a negative thing. When she said there's a lot of moms out there that do take care of themselves, and it's not a teenager pair of jeans. I thought that target was for older women who are older, and let's face it, they're not 21, but I thought that was for them to have something to wear that's nice. I didn't realize that it had anything to do with weight.
No, it really comes from that Saturday Night Live skit of the mom jeans where these moms were heavier and the jeans were really high up on them and they're just completely not flattering. I think that's probably where it comes from. I think.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Yeah. I didn't know that.
No, because there are a lot of sexy moms out there who look great in jeans. But they're
also
the ones who are not filling their plate and every inch of their plate with food, right?
That's right. Exactly.
That's right.
And the plate is just a helpful thing. I think even for children, I wouldn't take it out to a restaurant with my child who was overweight and say, here, this is your plate. But
could you imagine if you did that, how soon they would yank the child from your arms? Right.
Yes, but I would do it at home, and in an effort to educate the child or anybody else. And believe me, I beat my head against the wall every day trying to educate people about different topics, not just this. And you would think that people would learn, but they don't. So I think this is just one more thing. Maybe the strategy was a little bit off, but it's still a great thing. And for them to say that they're going to take it away, let me bang my head again today. Just gives me one more reason to bang my head against
the
wall.
There you go. All right, Elizabeth, thank you, my dear. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. 855-839-1210. But we don't have a sense of humor, and everybody's outraged about something. I mean, to me, that's the Tom Brady thing. It's the reason why everybody's weighing in, being busybodies. It's the reason why this guy in Georgia left the store and came back to yell at her about how many items she had on her checkout lane, that she was over the 10. It's where we're going, and it's crazy to me that we're going down this place. But is it that crazy when you think about social media and the way social media reacts and how everybody wants to get in everybody's business? Probably not, right? But now here's the other thing, too, is that it's gone from just even jokes to professional comedians who are no longer allowed to be funny. Now, Jerry Seinfeld and Ricky Gervais did a comedians in cars getting coffee routine. This is Jerry's show, right? And now Jerry Seinfeld is under fire because he made a China joke, all right? He's under fire for this now. So in the latest season of Netflix's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which was released July 19th, Ricky Gervais joined Jerry Seinfeld. Ricky Gervais is the guy from the British version of The Office. Very funny guy. He's also in another story, which I'll get to a little bit later in the show. This deals with Canada and waxing of genitals, male genitals. But I'll come back to that. Now, in this particular episode here, Ricky shared with Jerry that he loves New York, and Jerry Seinfeld makes a joke. They're comedians. They're making jokes, right? For this now, they were excoriated on the internet. Excoriated on the internet for this. Take a listen.
I love New York. I love Manhattan.
Well, why?
It's vibrant.
Yes.
You can do what you want. There's no two people the same. I just people
That's
watch.
That's true everywhere. Where are people the same? All the same. China, maybe?
I knew you were going to say that. And I just... Yeah. Yeah. You going to leave that in? Are you going to leave that in?
Look at that nice little mini.
Where are they all the same?
Is that
China, maybe? They're just... I don't know what to do. That's one of the...
I'm just getting in deeper here, aren't I?
One of the best and worst things you've ever said.
So for that now, racist, 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 excoriated on the internet for this, over this. Now, you can say it's not funny. You could say it's kind of an old joke or something like this. But the fact is that they're comedians. They're making jokes. But you see now, even comedians are under fire for this kind of stuff. Because how dare you make a joke like that? Now, if you asked Chinese comedians, they might joke around that we're all the same, that we all look the same, that we all sound the same. Who knows? But that's not really the point, right? The point is, we don't have a sense of humor anymore. So whether it's the fat-shaming plates, or it's a joke by a couple comedians about China, or anything else for that matter, we've lost our sense of humor. We've lost our sense of humor, and this is what we keep doing. Ricky Gervais is also under fire for something else, all right, which I'll tell you about in just a second. He's also under fire for something else. But look, a lot of this is pushed by the outrage media. It really is. And the left, and they are constantly now taking their time to go out and attack and attack and attack with petitions and with GoFundMe sites, always looking for social change, because what do social justice warriors all have in common? The following traits. Number one, they're in everybody's business. Number two, they have no freaking sense of humor. Number three, all they do is scan, like the Terminator scanning for John Connor. All they do is scan for outrage, scan for wrongs to right. If you just imagine them driving down, just scanning. Oh, look, somebody has too many groceries on their express checkout lane. Oh, look, there's body shaming plates. Oh, look, a comedian made a joke I don't like. Scanning, and everybody's business. Tom Brady, terrible father. You should be fired. You should have your rings taken away from you. Child services should be called. Saying all this stuff on the internet. Scanning. And they have way too much time on their hands. Am I right? Way too much time on their hands. So then they create new jobs to keep themselves busy. Like a body positivity activist. Okay? A body positivity activist. That's right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So there you go.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Okay, yes. All right, listen, for listening to my diatribe there, I'm going to let you have a chance to win something right now. All right? We do this on the show. It's a lot of fun. And pay attention right now. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. We do this every day. We do it at different times every day to be fun. The movie thing. Uh-oh, what happened, Greg? The computer crashed? Uh-oh. Well, complain to management. Oh, right, you are management. Oh, right, Dawn, he is management, Dawn.
Yes.
Go complain to yourself. We'll do something else. Or we'll do it after news. Okay. All right, we'll do news right now. It's 8 o'clock on the Zioli Show. Let's do news. Good morning, Dawn.
Yes, good morning. 69 degrees, a cloudy, cool morning. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT with news brought to you by Mercedes Northeast Region. So we do have flood watches and warnings today as our entire region cleans up from a night of powerful storms, high winds, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without power. Eyewitness weather today, mostly cloudy, spotty showers, 75 degrees, but we've broken this heat wave the next 5 days. Sunshine, beautiful weather in the mid-80s. So does swimming in a pool count as taking a bath or a shower?
Oh, great question.
Does it?
So great question.
The Centers for Disease Control did a study. So they found 49% of people, this is a huge study, 49% of people said, ew, no, and they were grossed out. But 51% of Americans, according to the CDC surveyed, admit to using swimming as an alternative to bathing. The CDC says pool chlorine is not soap. They recommend showers.
Yeah, chlorine is not soap. And yesterday when I took Patrick in the pool, I'm telling you right now, it was like swimming in a bath and it was creeping me out. Just creeping me out. Too hot, too, you know?
Yeah.
So, and also because I work with you, and I'm always paranoid of the flesh-eating bacteria, and I had a little cut. All I kept thinking was, am I going to get the flesh-eating bacteria?
See?
That's all I kept thinking.
And that's good for you to think that.
Exactly.
Going viral, no puppy love for Ivanka Trump. Trolled after giving her daughter a puppy for her 8th birthday. So the cute canine named Winter is white with blue eyes, and it drew some really hateful tweets. Like one said, if it was a brown dog, would you put it in a cage? Others claim it's a racist Aryan dog. Defenders tweeting out, reminding people that the Kushners are the first Jewish members of the first family and the White House in American history. That brings us to this day in history.
They wanted that Aryan dog in the White House. The Aryan dog. The Jews with the Aryan dog. What a stupid outrage.
It's amazing how many people are a really cute dog.
Beautiful dog.
This day in history, July 23rd, 1984, Miss America Vanessa Williams tearfully turning in her crown after reports that Penthouse planned to post nude photos of the beauty queen. So finally,
by the way, I remember that.
Do you remember
Penthouse episode? I remember that magazine specifically because in high school or junior high, whatever, that was the must have issue.
Yes,
and if you could steal that from your dad's collection and bring it into school, then you were you know what I'm saying? That was the coolest thing to do. Vanessa Williams. Remember, she's on the cover with George Burns.
Yes.
And it said, oh, God, here comes Miss America. That was the cover.
And that's a big collectible.
And she lost her crown for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally, Controversy in Canada over waxing. Women who run small salons in Canada say they're under fire. Some of these women forced to shut down their small business after a transgender activist filed human rights complaints against the women. Why? So the women refused to provide a Brazilian wax for a woman named Jessica Yanev. Now, Jessica is a trans woman, which means she has male genitalia.
So she's a man.
Mm-hmm. And so the salon owners... Speaking out, she already shut down. She says, look, I can't afford a lawyer for this. But Jessica Yanev told a human rights tribunal. So Canada held a tribunal and said the salon owners who won't wax her under regions are neo-Nazis. But the salon owners are speaking out, say they don't have experience in waxing men's scrotums.
Also, shouldn't women have the ability to say, I'm not waxing your junk?
Right. That's right.
I don't want to wax your hairy man junk. I don't want to do it. Why can't women have the right to say no to that is my question.
In Canada, they're saying this tribunal is apparently saying they must do it and they can't cite religious reasons or even the one woman came out and said, look, I don't have a religious problem, but this is a whole different thing because the skin is not, you know, and this is a delicate area and you're putting hot wax on the region and then, you know, ripping it off.
See, this is another thing that bothers me, too, is that in our quest to pretend like men and women are the same, well, you say I'm identifying as a woman, and then now everybody has to treat you like one, but you still have the junk. You got the junk right there.
Right.
It's not that they don't want to serve you because you're trans. It's they don't want to serve you because you have the junk. That's the bottom line. But if you say no, you're discriminating now. And by the way, I'm telling you right now, that's probably coming to the United States of America.
Really?
Oh, yes. I have a story about that. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So the one woman who shut down said she has a small salon in her home. And she said, I just don't feel comfortable with this. So she shut down, lost her business.
Too bad. Really too bad. Not cool.
I'm Dawn with Zioli Show News. That's it for now.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much for that. And I want to just say a quick good morning to the ladies of Buyer's Choice. They are listening to the show. They all listen to the show every morning together, and they were at our debate watch party. So good morning, ladies, and thank you for listening every day. We appreciate it very much. Buyer's Choice, of course, one of our local small businesses in the area where they make beautiful figurines for Christmas and whatnot. So thank you for that. And also want to say happy anniversary to Karen Thomas and her husband because they celebrated their anniversary, and they were on the beach, both rocking the Zioli Army t-shirts on the beach, looking great, looking beautiful on the beach. That's right.
Happy anniversary.
And then our buddy EJ Stokes, who tweeted out a picture of him wearing the Zioli Army shirt, and he said later on his tweet, he said that people, he was at the Blues Festival in North Wildwood last weekend, he said people kept coming up to him and saying how much they love the show. That it's everywhere.
That's great to hear.
See, isn't that cool? Very cool.
Love it.
And if you go to Facebook.com, you'll see a picture of my buddy Nikki Mongo. And Nikki's got the Zioli Army shirt on, rocking it as if she's like a professional model, right? Yeah. She's taking guys, but I'm just saying, but she looks good, right? We got some beautiful people in the Zioli Army. So thank you to everybody for doing that. And yes, we're going to do another shirt drop very soon. All right. I promise very soon. But first, 855-839-1210. But first, Ricky Gervais, I mentioned the comedian. He's under fire now because he tweeted the following. Ready?
Uh-oh.
Quote. I got to censor this a little bit, but how do we get to the point where women are having to fight for the right to choose whether they wax some big, old, hairy man junk or not? Twigs and berries. It's not a human right to have your meat and two vegetables polished.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not a human right. He's absolutely right. So now, I'm a woman. I own a salon. And a guy comes in, and he's clearly a dude. But we have to pretend like he's a woman. Okay, fine. We'll pretend. And he goes, I want to have my parts waxed. And the woman goes, no, I don't want to. No. Why does she not have the right to say, no, I'm not doing that? You know why? Because in Canada, it's called discrimination, and you can go to jail for it. Yes.
Wow.
In Canada, they have something that they've made trans people a protected class. Did you know that there's a bill that passed the House of Representatives recently, which would add trans people to the list of protected classes in America? You know, there's all kinds of protected classes, right? And this would be one of the classes that is also added to you, meaning that you could not discriminate against them. Meaning that if you owned a waxing place in America and some guy came in and went, yeah, you doing? I'm Betty. I want to get my bikini area waxed for the weekend. And you go, no, I don't think so. We only do women here. Well, I am a woman. Well, okay, but we don't do twigs and berries here. That would be discrimination. You would be in trouble with the government.
Wow. That's...
Isn't that something?
But they're not talking about the bikini. They're not talking about the sides. They're talking about the, you know what I mean? The,
yes.
The whole peach. Peaches.
Yeah.
That's a sensitive area. You have to have some experience.
I agree. Right? And even if you are the most experienced in the area, you should still have the ability to say, I am not going near your twig and berries. I want nothing to do with this, and I want and get out of my shop for so many reasons. But also the fact is, you're a dude, and you can say whatever you want, but you're still a dude. Dude looks like a lady doesn't make dude a lady. I'm sorry, but it doesn't. I mean, look, we're not even talking about people that have even had the surgery here, where it's not even, you know what I'm saying? They haven't even had the chop off. So they're coming in full on display and going, I'm a woman. Look at me, and now I want a bikini wax. And the women don't have the right to go, no, because they're haters. You understand? They're haters if they say no.
Yeah, they're calling these women neo-Nazis.
Dude looks like a lady. Man. Dude looks like a lady doesn't make dude a lady. All right? I know that that's a terrible thing to say in this day and age, but it's the truth.
It reminds me of that Robert Downey Jr. movie with Owen.
Dude looks like a lady doesn't make dude a lady. So, my Zioliisms. You know, I mean, it's one thing if you go, you get the chop off, you got what resembles a female body on the outside. And then you can make an argument, perhaps, that you should be treated accordingly. But that's not even what we're talking about here. Right. We're talking about a full-on dude going in and going, I'm a woman, so got to get rid of this hair down here, a little too hairy. And I don't like using a razor, you know what I mean? So... If I wear skirts, I don't want my twig and berries hanging out for all to see. I got in trouble at work with that, and quite frankly, it's a little bit uncomfortable when I'm, you know, going horseback riding or whatnot. So
horseback riding.
I don't know. I don't know. So, I'm just saying, this is, we have to have some sense of reality here. And if women are allowed to choose in their life, how to live their life, and we all respect women and their choices and their ability to become whatever they want in life, even great program directors, then we have to say they shouldn't be forced to have to do that on a dude. That's all. I mean, they should have the right to say no. But if they say no in Canada, it's a crime. And if you make a point about that, like Ricky Gervais, you wind up getting hounded and you wind up getting hunted down by the angry mob who doesn't like humor. And then, of course, in America, if they pass that law, this will be about that, too. Ready? Jessica Yanov on Twitter. This is not about waxing. This is about businesses and individuals using their religion and culture to refuse service to protected groups because they don't agree with it or the person, and they want to discriminate. Contrary to the British Columbian Human Rights Code and the Canadian Health Rights Code. Human Rights Code. Canadian Human Rights Code. All right. Now, I have a question here. Do they or do they not have man junk? That should be the only question. If they have man junk, then we're not discriminating against anything other than the man junk, right? Okay, that's all you need to know. Very good.
Well, here's the thing, okay? Yes. If I were that salon owner, I would specialize in that. But you have to charge more because you're not talking about the...
I can't do that.
No, but you're not talking about the side of the road.
You can't charge
You're
more.
Talking about the...
The main highway.
Saggy
the main
skin,
lane. The HOV lane. Yeah. The HOV lane right there.
So it's a
the
whole
high
different
occupancy lane.
Yeah.
Well, Dawn, you make a great point. Is it, why not somebody come around and specialize in that? Call it Twig and Berries and end it. Perfect name.
Yeah. Just
see?
Capitalism. Yeah. And just because these are sensitive areas. If anybody's ever had a bad wax, whoof.
I agree.
The wax gets on and they can't get it off. They got to call the manager. You got five people trying to, you know, it's not pretty.
It's not a pretty description in any way, shape, or form.
Every guy is like driving right
we're
now,
all
crossing
going,
his
stop,
legs.
Dawn, please stop. Yeah, here's the thing. I'm going to a dance this weekend and feeling a little bit hairy. You use some of that cold wax I've been reading all about. I like that cold wax. 855-839-1210. Ricky Gervais, how do we get to the point where women are having to fight for the right to choose whether they whack some big old hairy blank and blank? It's not a human right to have your meat and two veg polished. preach on, preacher, right there for you, right there. 855-839-1210. All right, is your computer back up and running? All right, then let's do this now.
The Morning Mystery Clip. Yeah! On Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Really? You don't look like him.
Perhaps we can come to an arrangement.
You sound like him. Neil.
Beg your pardon.
Kneel before your queen.
I don't think so.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
It is a great prize indeed. A 4-pack of tickets to the Blue Cross River Park Summerfest at Penn's Landing. Nothing says summer in Philadelphia quite like Blue Cross River Rink Summerfest. Enjoy Philly's only outdoor roller skating rink with mini golf, boardwalk games, rides, and more. Grab delicious boardwalk eats and local brews or specialty drinks. For all the latest, visit DelawareRiverWaterfront.com. All right, good luck. 855-839-1210. So tomorrow, Mueller comes to Capitol Hill. It's the big, big Mueller show that'll happen. Now, there's a couple of points here I want to make for you on the political front. First of all, Joe Scarborough has made his prediction. All right? He's made his prediction, and he's got his big prediction. All right? Take a listen.
So please, Stephen Miller, please, Donald. Donald.
No better.
You're making a fool of yourself again.
No better.
It's in very badly for you.
No better.
Speaking of which, Elise.
It does.
All of this is deeply offensive. But
deeply.
I'm already tired at all the op-eds I'm going to have to read.
Tired every night.
After Donald Trump loses in a landslide. People saying, well, of course, this was due to happen because his bigotry only appealed to 1/3 of the electorate. That will happen. Just like we said, Donald Trump could win. I'm telling you, that will happen. This is what gets me.
What gets you,
this
Joe?
This is such a losing proposition. This is the politics of subtraction. There is no way this leads to victory. This gets women, suburban voters, educated voters, of course, people of color. It gets them fired up in a way that they'll go out to vote, whereas this depresses a lot of support for Donald Trump. That's what I don't understand, Elise, why he's being a bigot and a racist, thinking that that's going to help him get elected. It's not. It's going to ensure that he is routed next year.
Routed. I don't understand the Joe and Mika thing. Can I just talk about that for a quick second here, the Morning Joe? Like, you and I have a different sort of a thing. You do the news. We interact once in a while, or a lot of times during the show and everything. But aren't they co-hosts together, Joe and Mika?
They're supposed to be.
But all she does is come up with these weird little sayings. Like she's a backup singer or something. It's not like Mika. You know, Joe brings her in every now and then. Kind of the structure of this show. They sit there together, the two of them, on the panel. And it's Joe and Mika. But all she does is go, all night. And, hooray. You know what I mean? She just takes what he says and adds an adjective or just repeats a word.
Donald.
No better.
You're making a fool of yourself again. This ends very badly for you. Speaking of which, Elise.
It does.
What is the point of that? What is the point of that?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand what her role is on that show.
That's right.
Yes, that's basically what she does. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
We have to look at the history of the show. It began with a conservative former congressman, and she was an alleged unbiased journalist.
Oh, she was.
You would go to her for the news.
Oh.
And then it evolved, and they then divorced their partners, and now they're married, and now they're co-hosts, and he's not a conservative former congressman anymore. So, it evolved.
When you say evolved, you mean they started sleeping together at work. So a couple things. We don't do that on this show. That's number one.
Nobody sleeps.
Number two, Dawn isn't interested in becoming like an outspoken political co-host. Am I right?
That's correct.
Okay. Number three, if that ever happened in a situation like this where two people were at work and they're doing the thing, and then they wind up co-hosting a show together, wouldn't you have to say this show is a joke the basis of the fact that these two were deceiving their audience the entire time this was going on, right?
Yeah.
Deceiving everybody this was happening. They're just lying about it and pretending like they're just co-hosts together. Meanwhile, they're shtupping each other. Doesn't that give them lots and lots of credibility problems?
One would think,
right?
Yeah.
Instead, they're regarded as, what a happy, loving couple. Huh? Like, you guys were lying to your audience for years, were they not?
Yeah, that's what's said.
Listen, this business is all about trust. You have to trust me, I have to trust you, and then the audience, you have to know that I'm telling the truth, and it's all about trust, right?
It's true.
If I can't pretend, this is why I get in trouble sometimes, because I can't keep my mouth shut and I can't ever hold back on anything. I made the points earlier on the budget. A lot of conservative talk show hosts today are not going to say a freaking word about the budget. I don't operate that way. That's how I am. I say what I feel. But if the whole time I was doing that, I was actually out there running around, I don't know, doing something else, that would be a giant violation of your trust.
Like manspooning with Stalker.
Like manspooning with Stalker, yeah. Exactly.
Even though that's okay.
Getting our twig and berries waxed together. You know. Get a sponsor for that. Sales. Hello. Sales. Hello. Marianne is in Cherry Hill. Marianne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I love this show.
Thank you.
I have a hair salon in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, which I'm leaving in like 10 minutes to go down to. I've been waxing for almost 30 years. We don't wax men's private areas. We do back waxing. That's it. But I had an experience a few years ago. Someone came in and he said, oh, he wanted his back waxed. And what he really wanted was his butt waxed. And, of course, I refused to do that. But the other thing, I don't even do Brazilian waxing because bruising can happen. So scrotum, I would think, would really, the more the skin moves, the more bruising, more damage. It's I would think you'd have to be trained, and I don't even think, I know it's not legal in New Jersey to do private part waxing on men. So I don't know. We wouldn't do it. We wouldn't do it. But to be forced to do it, I don't get it.
You know, we got
to
be careful here, because I think what's going to happen is if Phil Murphy gets wind of this, New Jersey, you should have to wax the twig and berries, New Jersey. You know, Marianne, that's coming, right?
I don't know. I own a business. I'll do what I want to do.
What's the name of your business?
Studio 561.
In Cherry Hill?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Marianne. Thank Appreciate you. That. Very nice. Guys, don't go there if you're looking to get the boys trimmed, all right? New Jersey, this is an outrage. She should be forced to have to do this, New Jersey. And we should tax it. Tax it, New Jersey. Tax it. Wax it and tax it. That's Phil Murphy's slogan. Wax it and tax it.
Period, full stop.
Period, full stop. Did Lee win the movie? Did he get it? Lee, good morning. What's up, buddy?
Ah, Kelly Clarkson.
Sorry?
From the 4-year-old virgin when he's getting waxed.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, right.
Or good Bad call. Moms, too. She waxes that.
I forgot that. Nice reference. Well, now we know what tomorrow's Thank movie you. Clip of the day is going to be. Good job. Lee, what was today's movie?
Thor Ragnarok.
And why do you think Greg Stalker, the executive producer, selected Thor Ragnarok?
Honestly, man, I don't know. I'm on Delirium Street right now. I had power outage. I was up until 3 o'clock removing a tree from my neighbor's house.
Oh, you're a good man for helping out.
I just tuned in, I heard it, and I called.
All right, well, good job, brother. Well, thank you, Lee. Congratulations, and thanks for giving us the movie for tomorrow. No, it's because yesterday I said Thor was the god of interpretation. Because yes. Now they're making Thor a woman because we have to, I want to say something, and this is important to know. We have the smartest audience, of course, in radio, and Bill reminded me of this on Twitter. He said, I said Marvel is trying to destroy their franchise. I don't think it's Marvel. I think it's Disney, actually.
Right.
Because Disney's woke, right? And Disney says, well, how do we ruin Thor? Well, let's make Thor a woman. who gets waxed. And so now Thor is going to be played by the same woman who was played who was playing Thor's girlfriend, because that she can't be a girlfriend. She's got to be woke. So now she's going to be a woman. So I said, if Thor is going to be a woman now, then Thor is now no longer the god of thunder or the god of lightning. He's now the god of interpretation. All right? Which is where that came from. So well done.
Brilliant.
Let's see here now. Joy Behar continues to rip off my comedy all the time. Everybody does this. I'm so tired of this now. How long have I said Nancy Pelosi is the vampiric one? How many years? Years, right?
Years.
Well, they've decided now, the idiots on The View, the political scientists on The View, they've decided now to start taking my vampire line and just use it whenever they feel like it. And especially now as they discuss Trump advisor Stephen Miller. Take a listen.
Does somebody who praises murderers and autocrats and dictators around the world and goes against the CIA, does he love America? You know, and by the way, send Stephen Miller back to Transylvania. He's a scary dude, this one.
I think the problem that...
I hope that interview was at night when he could come out.
This is not right. This is not right that they're stealing my comedy. I have said Nancy Pelosi's a vampire for years now. For years.
That's why your podcast, see, they all listen.
I know they do.
They monitor.
That's what they do. And yeah. it's really bugging me out here. Remember this?
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding.
Her
tongue. We're not doing a wall. Does anybody have any doubt that we're not doing a wall?
Well, Greg, maybe it's time for Joy Behar to hang it up. Well, as we're on the subject of hanging it up, maybe it's time for Nancy Pelosi to hang it up. The vampiric one. Now, this is a sin. The vampiric one.
I know.
Yeah, just turn your mic off, Dawn. You want no part of this.
She's a Catholic grandmother, pioneering politician.
I'm not going to make you even have to say a word here. So, Nancy Pelosi, Grabian little montage here, speaking through the NAACP convention, all right? This is now 24 stumbles in over 15 minutes. Okay, take a listen.
Imagine the honor to get the NAACP centennial anniversary.
Stop. I can't even go on. The NAACP, the SATs. I'm so happy to take my SATs today. Wait, what? Huh? What? She can't even get the acronym right. She can't even get that right to start. This is amazing to me. This is the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Democrats, this is your highest ranking elected official. That she's number two in line to the presidency of the United States of America. Go ahead.
Imagine the honor to get the NAACP NAACP centennial anniversary. And now it is a great pleasure to be with you here in New York, in Detroit, for the NAACP's 110th anniversary, and to Mayor McDuggan. And in our new House Congressional Black Caucus, we too must continue to stand firm for fairness, for genuine equality. Once we restore the vote, once we break the grasp of special interest, to do so you must avoid the dazzling, blinding blindness, a pay raise that is so excessive. That's in the workplace. We must achieve health, justice in health care. In the dark days of the revolution, the times have found all of us to achieve a future, to achieve a future full of justice. Let us all, when we leave here, remember, when we fight, we win. God bless you. God bless America. Thank you all very much for the honor to be here. Thank you so much.
It's actually dog. I say dog, it comes out through a machine that says God. I can't invoke his name. I say dog and my aides turn it into God through the PA, through the at the NAACSAT. My SAT scores. I'm so going to be in Detroit with a... And then New York and the NASCAR. It's the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Number two in line to the presidency of the United States of America. All right? And I'm just saying. But of course now she's battling with the Socialist Suicide Squad, and Representative Tlaib is a dangerous, dangerous woman. Now, she's introduced the Boost Act. Okay? The Boost Act. Ready? You want to talk about redistribution of wealth, kids? You want to talk about the government stealing your money? You want to talk about why I'm so against giving them any more discretionary spending? Take a listen.
So recently I introduced the Boost Act. This legislation completely repeals the GOP tax scam that is only helping wealthy individuals, the rich, the corporations. And do you know what I did with that money? Do you know what I said? Mm-mm. We're going to go ahead and put it into the pockets of folks like everyday Americans. If you make less than $100,000, you're going to get up to $6,000 in your pocket. And if you make less than $50,000, you're going to get $3,000. That's what we do with our public dollars. We give it back to the people that earned it.
But you didn't earn it because they're taking your money and giving it to other people. So you didn't earn that money. I earned it. You took it from me, and now you're giving it to somebody who didn't earn it. It's exactly the opposite of what you just said. Literally the exact opposite of that. Sandy is in Westmount Airy. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So my aunt went to The View last week on Wednesday, and she is a big Republican, so everybody on her Facebook lit her up. How dare she even go there? So I'm glad there are some smart people out there. But she informed me that every time they went to commercial break, the producers were bum-rushing onto the stage, doing their hair and makeup, but they're in their ears. They're sitting there saying, you can't say that. You have to say this. You have to say that. And I couldn't find it on your podcast from a couple of weeks ago where Behar went on about the sexism thing with the soccer team. And I'm really upset I couldn't find it on the podcast.
Oh, well, it should be on the podcast. I don't know what...
It wasn't. Well, I searched for hours.
Uh-oh. Well, we got to figure that out. Should be on the podcast, Sandy. We'll get right on it, okay?
Get on it, Stalker.
Yeah, you heard her. Get on it, Stalker. All right?
Thank
wow.
you.
Thank you, Sandy. Appreciate that.
Poor
get
Greg.
On it, Stalker. She wanted to hear that. Why do we not have it on the podcast?
Hard. No, that was Joe. I think Joe was supposed to do that.
Uh-oh. All right, 855-839-1210. Listen, Mueller's coming to Capitol Hill tomorrow, but before that, is the budget deal a good one? I say no. So will the president stand up and fight the spending? I hope so. Straight ahead. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.